and welcome to the first, and maybe last, Pugman.org podcast. Well, I'm just getting into this whole podcast thing, so I bought some equipment. I have an iMac, 20-inch, really cool. Just got a Samsung C01U USB Studio Condenser mic. Well, the problem is, you have to be right next to it for it to even work. GarageBand is fantastic. But in fact, the Baker microphone on the iMac seems to be better than this USB mic. For example, right now my lips are practically touching the mic. Now I'm going to move back
into my chair. I am now a foot away from the mic. I don't think you can hear me at all.
So, to repeat myself, I was all of 1 foot away from the microphone. Undoubtedly, the quality of this microphone is, I'm sure, much better than that of the iMac built-in microphone, or that even of the MacBook. Interestingly enough, in the control panel on my MacBook, there is a checkbox for removing ambient noise or deadening it with the MacBook microphone. Such a checkbox is not available in the iMac itself. I will now switch over to the iMac microphone, and you can hear the difference for yourself.
So this is with the built-in microphone. I'm sitting with my face about a foot and a half away from the iMac and from the microphone itself. I can see visually on the GarageBand software that it's registering with much louder waves, sine waves, than the USB microphone. I'm sure it's much more echoey now, but I have to work far less hard. And if there are two of us in the room, we can both talk just with this one mic, and rather than being right up next to the USB mic. So it's the Samsung C01U USB Studio Condenser. I can't say that I'm entirely pleased with it. It's only $75, spider mount, that's $19.99, and we'll see. I have two other mics, regular studio mics coming with a mixer. It's an M-Audio classroom kit. When I get that, I will let you know what I think of it all. So.
GarageBand is fantastic, but it does appear that any of the iTunes music I've downloaded is unavailable to add to my Google Pad or Music Pad within my podcast. My photos are all there, movies are there, the media browser, just like you would expect from iMovie. But as I said, it appears that which I've gotten from iTunes, for example, through the Facebook, is made available free songs for the first 4 weeks or so of classes, 25 free songs each week. None of those are available for me to lay down as a bed into the GarageBand podcast. Just tell us to my singles, the radio sounds and things. I'll add a few of those in at this point. It's also incredibly easy to put artwork in. I've been able already to do a podcast of my state of college address, including PowerPoint slides, to go along with my lecture, my address. And there's my phone. You can't hear it, can you? I'm the one that service for this USB mic. You can't hear it until I put my cell phone right next to it. So I suppose that would cancel out ambient noise. So here on TarzanLand.org, what is my first and maybe my last podcast and product evaluation is calling David Pogue.